Hey, this is Dr. Leung, looking for patient. Last name is Ruvio. First name is Mauricio. Date of birth is November 20, 2025. A patient tells me that he was involved in a traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient tells me that in September 16, 1981, a patient was at a bus station. First up, he tells me that there was a metal fire alarm box on the wall. First up, as he was trying to turn the head to the right side, his head hit this metal fire alarm box. So first up, patient tells me that it hit the right side of his head. First up, patient had bleeding from the injury. First up, patient need to go to hospital and got 7 stitches. So first up, patient denies any loss of consciousness. So first up, he does have head pain and confusion. First up, from that. First up, next. A patient tells me he was involved in a traumatic brain injury when serving in the military in Korea. First up, a patient tells me that was in 1984. He was driving at night. First up, he was sitting as a passenger in a car at night. First up, a patient tells me that the car hit a tree branch. First up, a patient tells me that he was not wearing seatbelt at the time. First up, he tells me he hit the front of the forehead onto the windshield. First up, a patient tells me that he immediate head pain, confusion, and disorientation. First up, however, there's no loss of consciousness. First up, next number, a patient tells me that in 1985, a coma patient is in Fort Ord, ORD, California. First up, a patient was a liaison officer. First up, a patient tells me that there was an explosion on the door. First up, a patient tells me that he fell, the explosion and the shock wave. First up, it knocked him down to the floor. First up, a patient denies any loss of consciousness, denies any head injury from that episode. A patient tells me in 1984 he was a helicopter pilot. First up, patient tells me that he hit the head while he was operating helicopter. First up, patient tells me that he hit the head again. First up, however, did not lose consciousness. First up, next paragraph. Since these events, a patient has chronic headaches. First up, most of the headache is from the right side. First up, it's also he has had a neck pain in the back of the neck. First up, patient tells me that the majority of the head pain is on the right side. First up, patient has light sensitivity. Patient has lightheadedness intermittently. First up, patient sees bright light. First up, patient has decrease in concentration and focus. First up, next paragraph. A patient currently owns a company for policeman training. First up, a patient tells me he trains policemen for a close quadrant battle tactics. First up, a patient tells me that his symptoms are significantly affecting his job. First up, specifically, the headaches are affecting his concentration and focus. First up, patient's light sensitivity. First up, patient's right sided headache. Patient has difficulty to perform his duties at work. First up, next paragraph. It is my opinion the patient had sustained traumatic brain injury. First up, a patient had multiple injuries throughout the years. In September 16, 1981, a patient was in the bus station. First up, his head hit a metal box, a metal fire alarm box. First up, he was trying to turn right, and hit the right side of the head. First up, patient requires stitches. First up, a patient had headache, confusion, and disorientation immediately. First up, patient had 7 stitches. First up, did not have lost consciousness. First up, patient also tells me in 1984 he was in Korea. He was sitting as a passenger in a car at night. First up, patient tells me his car hit the tree branch. First up, patient wasn't wearing a seatbelt. He hit the forehead, come on to the windshield. First up, patient had immediate head pain, confusion, disorientation. First up, there's no loss of consciousness. First up, An expert of a patient feeling a significant headache, light sensitivity, concentration difficulty, and focus difficulties. So first off, these symptoms started after all these head injuries. So first off, given the it is my opinion the patient has sustained traumatic brain injury. Given all these head injuries, first off, next to paragraph, this marks genetic mutation.